Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Philip Flores. I am today's practitioner of the day. One thing that practitioners love to do is we love to pray. So if you find any one of us wearing a stole, Cindy's wearing one, so is Kalish, and I think Wanda is as well, and Mary back there. And there's plenty of other ways that we actually can provide prayer to our community, both here in person and online. So there's a slide that will show up, maybe, right there. So anyway, I'll go ahead and start us off with a brief benediction. So know with me that there's only one sacred divine power, one source, and from this one source come the many, me, you, everything. And that is sacred, that is holy, that is divine. And we're all connected. Whether we know it or not, I know that that is the truth. And the truth for me is the truth for you. And that truth is that we are love, that we are connection, that we are whole, complete, and perfect. And so I open up my awareness, open up my heart on today's talk from Reverend Deborah on our sacred connection. And I let that come in and inspire me and lift me to my greater good. And so I'm ready, I'm willing, I'm able. And on this spiritual journey, I am ready for this. And so are you. And so it is.
I'm Reverend Deborah Gay. I'm the staff minister here at Bellingham. And I will be continuing as your staff minister, even with our wonderful new senior minister, Reverend Abigail. Just because I had people coming up, is this the last time we're going to see you? No. You'll see me. So this is the last Sunday of our Conscious Intention program. And it brought through a lot of processing for myself. So much that I woke up in the middle of the night one day this week with the question, what do I really believe in? That was echoing in my mind. And I wonder if you've found times in your life where you really got called up short and you were challenged to really look again at what do I believe in about life? So we're living in so much change, so much turmoil, so much transition in our world. And our media reflects to us a world that's filled with fear, a world that looks at power conflicts, a world view that looks at violence. But that's not the world that I want to live in. How about you? Those are not the thoughts I'm having inside of me. And so I realized that it is a time to truly take hold of my own belief system. And I don't do this very often, but there is a quote in the Bible that says, all things are possible to those who believe, or it's a paraphrase of what's in the Bible. But that is a tremendous promise, and it has far-reaching implications that I want to talk with you today. And I'm going to start with a story about a time that I was really challenged about my own belief in the power of good and my own belief that this was a universe that says yes to me. I was deciding if I should keep working at the job I was in or if I should apply for a different job in the government I worked for, or if I should consider early retirement. So I have a pattern when I'm facing a big financial decision. And that pattern is I use math as my comfort language. And what I mean by that is I fill notebook up with time after time of, okay, here's my income, here's my expenses, here's what's left over. An entire notebook of repeating that over and over again because I wasn't convinced the first time. Right? Maybe I forgot something. And so I was finding myself doing this, trying to figure out, is this pension going to be enough? Because with early retirement, it's not as much as I thought it was going to be. And so I just was not at peace with the decision. So lucky for me, I have a wonderful friend who is a financial advisor and a science of mind practitioner. And so I brought all of my stuff, all of my facts and figures and notebooks full of numbers to her, which she then gave to her financial expert to go over. And the expert came back with this conclusion. Let me see, let me get the words just right. This is a good choice. Now, at the time, I had no idea that what Spirit was doing was setting me up for my next career, my second career, which was to be a full-time minister. You would have thought I would have gotten a clue because I'd been in school for 5 years because I had to do it part-time because I was working full-time. But you know how you're clueless some of the times when you're right on the edge of a big decision? That was me. So my friend talked me through all the numbers about what it would be like if I retired early. And I was still anxious. And so I said, maybe a little bit flippantly, I want a guarantee. I want a guarantee that I'm going to be okay. So she said, pull out your checkbook. Now you can tell this was a few years ago. But she said, give me your checkbook. And she pulled out one of my check deposit slips. And she wrote this on it. I, Karen, RSCP, which means she's a practitioner, promise and know without a doubt that God is your source. You are and will completely be taken care of. Signed with her full name and all of the credentials she had in the financial industry. And I have carried that around with me ever since. And I'll get out and read it every once in a while. And it's always held firm for me. Now, so I go back to that original question. What do I believe in about life? So Science of Mind, this philosophy we're in, teaches that one of the basic things is a belief about life itself, that there is not a God out there or up there, that there is a presence that's within me and within you. And there's such a freedom to releasing any remnant of the grand man who's going to disperse all the good stuff if you get his ear. So Science of Mind teaches the belief that there is a transcendent whole in which we are individualized parts. And there's nothing you need to do to make yourself worthy. There is nothing you need to take away from that wholeness. You come as wholeness. So the question remains for all of us then, is my life reflecting this? Am I centered in the unlimited source, or am I centered around limiting beliefs, beliefs in blocks, beliefs in various levels of limitation? And so I ask you to look with me into this question more deeply by starting with the word faith. Eric Butterworth comes out of the Unity Church movement, wrote a book called Spiritual Economics, and I'm going to be teaching a class using his work in a couple of weeks. He defines faith as consciousness that is centered in the universal source, and that faith is simply turning into and turning on that divine flow that's always present. And that's what my friend, my financial advisor, my practitioner did for me when she gave me the guarantee. She reminded me that I simply needed to tune into and turn on the flow in me, in my own consciousness. That it's always on, like a radio station is always on, but you don't hear it unless you're tuning into the radio station. So there's something very common in our culture called I can't-itis. You might have heard of it. You hear things like, I can't do that because I don't have enough money. Or I can't because I might get sick. Or I can't because I don't have the ability. Or I can't because there is no opportunity. Or I can't because I'm too old. So we can change the I can't pattern. And it starts with deeply knowing in yourself that you're a spiritual being living in a limitless universe. But it takes a discipline. It takes the willingness to catch any hint, even at the unconscious level, of a belief that it is limitation that blocks you, that stops you, that limits your choices. So let's look at this so it's not a surface understanding of that. We do have real needs, and we do have real challenges. No Pollyanna-ing around that. But that does not have to be an automatic stop, an automatic wall, an automatic limit. You can have those limiting thoughts about your situation, but that's also where you can look to for great power to free yourself. It's the challenge. How will you solve the challenge? And you won't know exactly how in the moment, but you can keep your thinking on the path of, I will find the way through. That's setting creative mind into action to give you the ideas and the pathway around and through the challenge. So you'll find the means to rise above the block if you're focusing on how do I make my way through it. So let me tell you a story how I learned this. I worked for many years in government. I rose up the ladder. I was eventually the director of program development and budget for King County, which is where Seattle is. And so some of those years, we faced shortfalls. There simply wasn't enough money projected to cover the cost of government. And so we had to think about significant cuts to the services. And at the beginning of each season, I had no idea how, but I did know that we were going to find a way through because I'd been through it so often. It'd been proved to me time after time that there were extraordinary people working in this government, and they would come up with innovations and new approaches to solve that problem. And so the nurses in public health would think about how can we keep going to the homes of the new moms with their newborns and keep the food and the training and the support going. They figured it out without requiring the moms to come into the clinics because they knew their work. The people in the parks department We were under danger of losing a beautiful park system that had taken decades to build. And what the people in the Parks Department did was said, we can partner with a private entertainment company and start doing summer concerts and performances and bring more people to the parks, and so they have an enjoyable time and bring more revenue in and keep our system together. So, see, they wouldn't use the words that we're using, which is they invited the consciousness of creativity in to solve the problem. But they did it intuitively, instead of just choosing to close everything down. So there's a progressive unfolding at work within each of us as we develop a more positive image of ourselves and recenter into the absolute, knowing that there is a divine power at work within you. And you practice seeing yourself breaking through the limits, being supported by a universe that says yes to you. And it's a growth process, step by step, proving it to yourself. And you always receive what you expect. Now that's the good story and the bad story, right? So it's not what you want, it's what you expect. And so you might have noticed that there are some people in the world who are always preparing for the worst. Got any friends like that? Maybe you've done it occasionally. But you're preparing for the worst so you don't feel disappointed. I get that. I know that. And so the unfortunate thing about that is that also puts the creative process into play to manifest what you are expecting. And so it doesn't work just when you're affirming something good is happening to you. The creative process will also affirm the worst that you are imagining. And that's why your thoughts and your focus is so important. So the conscious use of faith is basically giving your consent to experience good. And it's like turning on a light. It seems easy, but it's not. It's simple, but not easy. Because it involves unlearning a lifetime of instruction in looking out for all the bad stuff that's just coming around the corner. We got all trained in that view of the world. So it requires weeding out those limits, those beliefs in not enough, whenever they come up to the surface. And this is where it is a mysterious or a mystical experience. When you start to truly understand, there is a life energy moving through all life and moving through you and moving through me. And when you can feel that, when you're in the flow, when you feel like, I've got this, I see the way through, I see the next step, even if you are holding on to, I will make my way through it, and you don't yet know the steps, your focus is on, I know I will make my way through this. It will be revealed. And that's trusting the creative process. So the antidote to all this doubt is gratitude. So if you're feeling negative or limited or restrictive towards someone or something, you can consciously begin to bless that person or that experience that you're not very happy with. Because what you're doing is you're blessing that thing that you currently don't like because you know that there is potential for good in even that. So it's not something you do to change those things. It's a correction of the consciousness or the mentality that you are projecting. You are projecting out upon that person or that thing. You see it as limited or not good enough, and therefore that's what's reflected back to you. So instead, if you consciously switch, turn the light on, switch to blessing it, you'll see the roots of abundance, of life, of vitality coming up within that experience. Now, it may not come in the way you expected. It is likely it's not going to come the way you expected. It probably won't come from that specific person or that experience, but it will come because you've knocked on the door and said you're ready for better. You're ready for a greater good expressing in your life. We express the intention, life figures out the how. And that's the faith walk. So today as a community, we're going to do a little work together to actually cultivate that feeling of gratitude. Because that's what turns the light on, having that feeling within yourself. So as you come to know, I like to do internal processes. So I'll do a little bit of an internal process with you about experiencing gratitude, and then we'll turn that into an outer experience. So you'll have both. Are you willing to play that game with me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I'm not sure what I would do if you'd said no. So let's just relax in our chair, and if you feel comfortable, uncross your hands or your legs. And if you like, you can close your eyes or you can just kind of go unfocused. And I'm going to say, begin to feel the feeling of being grateful. Now, you don't turn outward and look around for things that you might give thanks for. It's not an emotional reaction to the blessing. It is an energy you stir up from within you. That is the cause. So feel gratitude. Feel the warmth of gratitude moving through your body. Resist any monkey mind thoughts that might come up as, I could be grateful if I got a raise. I could be grateful if I got a promotion. No ifs, ands, or whens. Just feel grateful. Let that spirit, let that feeling of thanksgiving flood your whole being with a healing warmth. See, as you are cultivating that feeling of gratitude, you engage the life force within you, and that is what attracts the opportunities, the options, the flow for good. That's how everything begins to work in an orderly and creative way. To feel that expression of gratitude in yourself. Let it lift you up into a joy of thanksgiving. And now is the time to shift internally from this inward cultivation of the feeling of gratitude to blessing. Blessing things in your life that you love, blessing things in your life not so much. Doesn't matter. Inside, begin to move your attention to your place of business or your job. Bless your coworkers. your customers, less your investments, your cash flow, bless your home, your family, bless your friends and your neighbors. Bless this beautiful spiritual community you are in. Bless the people sitting around you. Bless all the volunteers that support this beautiful community. Support them. Bless the musicians. Bless the practitioners. Bless the ministers. Together, we are creating a beautiful spiritual community rooted in gratitude. This is blessing done at the feeling level, at the experience level, and it changes you. It changes your thoughts, your feelings, and what you are projecting out into your world. You are projecting the living substance of the life force itself. And it's manifesting good for you and good for all around you. And so we rejoice in this bounty that we create through the consciousness of seeing it and knowing it. Grateful for the evidence of good that you see now, celebrating that this can be a source of continuing blessing for you, for your community. The outer has not changed. You have changed. And so we release this prayer of blessing out into the world through each one of us here, through each one of us online. Knowing that this good is moving through each one of us out into our world. And it is good. And with this, I simply say with you and so it is.